We desire an interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I was at the beginning of the week, I was seeking the Lord for the message that He would have for us today. And the Lord began talking to me, and it was something that the Lord has been talking to my heart about for the last 6 weeks. And sometimes messages and they come at a price. There's a cost involved sometimes, and we are really only capable of ministering as we ourselves have been ministered to. So this message this morning, it was the Lord's ministering to me personally. And I would just like to share some of that with you by the help of the Lord this morning. Psalms 23 is one of the most familiar psalms in the Bible. It's widely known. It's on the back of it, times of grief, times of heartache, times of death. It has proved to be a psalm of a lot of comfort to people that are in distress. And it would be, maybe you have seen pictures of paint or paintings of someone's depiction of the green pastures. Do you know, I don't find that to be the reality in life. I find that when you see the picture of the really beautiful stream flowing through the valley and everything's green and it's just this beautiful depiction, I don't find that the reality of life measures to that kind of picture. And I don't believe that that is what the psalmist was portraying either. The Psalms 23, it would be easy to think about David as a shepherd, as a young man, you know, writing this beautiful poetry when he was just a young man. But I also don't find that to be reality, because when you read through the 23rd Psalm, it reads to me like someone that has been through some heartaches and battles in life. It reads to me as someone that has faced hardship, has faced grief, and many times young people have not gone through all of those things. So I believe that Psalms 23 most likely was written not by an immature David, but by a seasoned David. One that had gone through difficulties, and yet through the difficulties, he found the presence of God to be rich in his life. Would like to focus on the first two verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. The Lord is my shepherd. Do you know that there is so much comfort to know this morning that He is mine? I think of all of the, and do you know the word pastor means shepherd? But I thought about the large mega churches. And I thought that, you know, the pastors of those big churches probably don't even know the names of half. Probably far fewer than half, where there's thousands of people. The pastor doesn't even know them. But to be able to know that the Lord Jesus is my shepherd, it was a very personal experience. And this morning, I would just remind us in the Lord that He is your shepherd this morning. And there are times that people may not understand you, and there are times that people will not understand the depth of feeling and emotion of grief, of heartache, of disappointment, of betrayal, of all of those things, but to know that the Lord is my shepherd. He's mine. It's more than something I read about in a book. It's something more than I heard my parents talk about. The Lord was real in their lives. I'm thankful for the stories of grandparents that we can testify of this morning that the Lord was real in their life. But it means even so much more to say the one that was their shepherd. That's my shepherd this morning. He is the one that is leading me this morning. I'm not just vainly following someone or some ideology or some religion, but the Lord is the one that is leading me in my life today. And it gives me comfort to know that as I follow the shepherd, He's not going to lead me astray. There have been many that have come in the name of God. There are many that have come to lead people astray. But as Jesus said in John chapter 10, He said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. You know that since the Lord is my shepherd, He gave His life for me. And that means that I believe it's a Chinese proverb or saying. It's an Asian saying that says something to the extent that if you save someone's life, you are then responsible for it. In other words, if you save someone's life, do you think you're going to sit back and watch them just fall away then? If you sacrifice for someone and their life is saved, you then have a vested interest in their life. This morning, Jesus died for each and every one of us, and He has a vested interest in everything that touches your life. The Lord does care this morning, and He is interested. There is a picture painted for us by the prophet Isaiah that I would like us to read in Isaiah chapter 40. And I guess I'm especially reminded of our two sisters here this morning that are with young. My mother shared this passage of scripture with me one time, and it has stood out to me ever since. In Isaiah chapter 40, and it might have been at a time that we were expecting a child and there were complications. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11, it said that He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. It's talking about Jesus. It said He will feed His flock like a shepherd, and He shall gather the lambs with His arm and carry them in His bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Sometimes there are burdens and pressures of motherhood. And this was a promise that there's a shepherd that will gently lead them that are with young. And those that are young in the faith, those that are struggling, it said that He shall gather the lambs with His arm. He didn't just leave them to say, grow up, make it on your own. But those that are incapable of following the shepherd in their own strength, it says the shepherd is the one that will lift them up, and He'll carry them in His arm. Isn't that a comfort to know that in your own life and in the lives of others, that when they are struggling, that there is a Savior who has a vested interest, and when you don't have the strength to go on, we have a shepherd that will pick us up, and He'll carry us. He'll feed His flock like a shepherd. Do you know a shepherd's job is to lead, it is to protect, it is to watch over the flock. And I know that in our country it's a little bit different. I've seen in Oregon, I guess I've seen them in Missouri as well, but I have my mind in Oregon of, I've seen a lot of green pasture in Oregon. It's beautiful pasture land. And I've seen it fenced in, it's secure and safe, and there's a flock of sheep just protected with all the food that they need. But that is not the situation that David was writing of. Because, and I have observed many times in many different countries in Africa and in Pakistan, the job of a shepherd really is to protect his flock. And you will just see a flock of sheep with the shepherd with them leading them to where the grass is. Because there are a lot of barren stretches. It's more desert land, and that was where David probably was, that it was more desert than it was fertile land. And there were the animals, the wild animals were there to destroy unless there was a shepherd to watch over them. So you will see shepherds in other countries still today, day in and day out, they are with the herd. And they are leading them to water. They are taking them to where the grass is. Unfenced areas where the sun is hot. And without the shepherd, the sheep would be lost. You know, this morning, without our shepherd, we too would be lost. We'd be lost. But the shepherd is there to guide us this morning. He's there to lead us. When we don't know the way, and you don't even know where things are headed, if you will keep your eyes, as Stephen already testified, keep your eyes on the shepherd. And he will not lead us astray this morning. He gave his life for us. He laid down his life for us. And I'm also comforted this Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And another, they will not follow. You know, it's a blessing and a comfort to know the voice of the shepherd this morning. There have been times that there's silence. There's silence. And it's, Lord, where's your voice? But when the Lord sees the time is right and he speaks, it's like, that was Christ. That was the Lord. There are many voices in the world today. There are many, many ideologies and many voices that are drawing us to follow. But it is a consolation to know that the Lord is still speaking in 2019. And if we will follow him, he will lead us to green pasture. In other words, he will lead us where the grass is. We won't take the time to read it, but in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 12 is where it speaks about the shepherd going and leaving the 99 to seek for the lost sheep. You know, that is what the Lord is still doing today. And I know that we oftentimes equate that with those that have backslidden and the unsaved, that the Lord Jesus is out looking for them. But have you ever maintained your integrity with God and you were saved, but felt like you're a little bit lost? Felt like you were wandering a little bit? And you knew you were saved. And the Lord came looking for you. Do you know this morning that if maybe you feel like you've been wandering a little bit, the Lord knows exactly where you are. And he is out interested in your needs and where you are. So when we say, as David did, the Lord is my shepherd, that means something. And he said, I shall not want. In other words, I don't need to look for someone else. I don't need to look to something else to supply my needs. This is foundational to Christian living, saints, and that is that the Lord has everything that we need when we need it if we will allow him to be our shepherd. And that is a daily choice that we all make. Will we allow the Lord to be our shepherd today? Because I shall not want when he is my shepherd. In other words, he will take me to the places that I need to go to meet the needs that I have in my life. Said he maketh me, and there's so much more that could be said, but I want to continue on. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He causes me. He enables me. And the green pastures, and some of you in beside in your margin, it may say tender grass. That's one of the definitions of when you look into the Hebrew, is the tender grass. But it also has, I think, just as much, if not greater implication when it said, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. It's talking about a habitation. In other words, he has taken me and caused me to lay down in a safe place. A place that is fenced. A place that is protected from the wild animals. Do you know that that is part of the role and function of Christ in our life, is to provide a safe place for us in which we can rest and in which we can dwell, and a place that the herd, or the flock rather, can lie down and be satisfied and content? Do you know this morning that we would all freely acknowledge that we live in a world where there's a lot of trouble, there's a lot of turmoil, and there's a lot of stresses? I guess I'm still amazed, but on one hand, but yet I'm not. The stresses that younger and younger people in this generation are facing. Used to, you thought it was middle age and older people that went through, you know, certain trial with the stresses of life. And it seems like in our world today that the young people are struggling with greater and greater personal needs in their life. The Lord has come to provide a place of refuge for us, even in the middle of the storms that life brings. He causes me, He's made provision for me to lay down and to rest in Him, even when all around me the storms, there's turmoil and there's problems around. You know, this is one of the things that the beauty of the fulfillment of the Sabbath. In the Old Covenant, they were taught to keep the Sabbath day. It was a day of rest unto the Lord. But do you know that the fulfillment of that is now? That every day there is a place of rest in the Lord that we can experience. Scripture says over in Revelation 7:17, it says, "The Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. He maketh me lie down in green pasture." Even when the eyes are full of heartache and tears that life brings, there's a shepherd that will be there to encourage and strengthen and wipe the tears and lead us to living waters. That's one of the reasons Jesus came this morning. It's one of the reasons He's here, because He wants to be our shepherd. But do you know that we are going to have to seek to find that place of communion with the Lord? Because the Lord is leading us to green pasture. But you know, we also have a responsibility to follow Him. In the quiet of the night, are we willing to open up our heart and allow the Lord to come in and help us to lay down in green pasture? Are we willing to, while we're driving down the road or out for a little walk, are we willing to take the time with all of the pressures and the frustrations and the stresses of life? Are we willing to avail ourselves of the privilege that we have as Christ being our shepherd and say, "Lord, I want to lay down in some green pastures. Would you teach me how to do that?" Folks, it takes time. It takes time to find that personal communion with the Lord that will finally break through the pressures of life, and we can find a place of rest in our spirit. And then I would like to, it is the conclusion of the message, but we're not done. "He leadeth me beside the still water." Still water. And those of you that have had sheep have personal experience. I just have the book part of it. But sheep, to my understanding and what I research, that sheep do not like fast-moving water. They can be scared of it. Sheep apparently cannot swim real well. And so if there is a rushing stream, the sheep are shy away from that. And the scripture here says that our shepherd leads us beside still water, or a place of calmness, calm waters. And it's also interesting to note that clean water is vital for sheep. Apparently, the health of a sheep can be greatly affected when they drink out of dirty water. And clean water is very important for sheep. And they will drink dirty water. But part of the role and function of the shepherd is to lead them to clean water. Do you know that's what the Lord wants to do for all of us today? He wants to lead us to the good places from which we can drink. And a good shepherd, where there is fast-moving water, you know, a good shepherd will take rocks and make some of that water come out of that and make a little pool. You know, you can put rocks in the stream, and so it causes a little still pool. A good shepherd, even where there's rushing water, will make a pool from which the sheep can drink without distress. So I'd like to tell you where the Lord began talking to me. A few weeks ago, I was questioning God. Stephen, you're not the only one that has questioned God. I wasn't charging God. I was questioning, Lord, you're not leading me beside still waters. And I was troubled by that. Thought, Lord, this is not still water. And you said you lead me beside still water. And the Lord began talking to me. Do you know that the Lord leads us to still water? But there is a journey that we take to get to still waters. Because I wasn't feeling real at rest, and I was questioning, and there was some internal conflict and questions and perplexities and frustrations that I had in my spirit. Do you know that there is a journey in getting there? And I want to encourage all of you this morning. If it seems like that you are not being led beside still waters, the Lord will lead you to still waters if you will follow. But there's a journey. To find the best water, and again, going back to our illustration, it's like it was in the East when David wrote this. It wasn't all beautiful green valleys and flowing streams. You had to go through the desert. Might have had to go through some really narrow ledges and rocky ravines to get to a place where there was good water to drink. And spiritually, it is the same way. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. There is a peace this morning that passes all understanding, and it will keep your hearts, and it will keep your minds through Christ Jesus. But sometimes there is a journey to get there because we are still in the flesh. We still have storms in life. And when we don't feel like we're beside the still waters, don't give up hope. The Lord has not forsaken you. But keep your eyes on the Lord and know that if you will keep following Him, He will bring you out to a place that you can drink of still waters. The Lord wants us all to be at peace. He wants to bring us to a place of refreshment. But folks, there's also a responsibility that we have to slow down and allow the quietness and stillness of the Spirit of the Lord to come upon us. And sometimes we stay so busy, and sometimes our minds stay so occupied with the very thing that might be troubling us, whether it's in grief or disappointment in yourself or disappointment with others, that we begin to be so consumed with that we start losing the joy of the Lord in our life. And the Lord wants us to learn to slow down and say, Lord, you're my shepherd. And I really need you to minister to me, Lord, because that was my prayer. I remember we were in Kenya, and I remember one night laying in bed and questioning and praying and seeking the Lord. And it's, Lord, I want to be beside those still waters in this aspect in my that I was considering and thinking about, and the Lord let me know that we have some of that responsibility. Lord, I want to get there. So are we willing to trust the Lord on the journey to get to those still waters? And that's up to each one of us individually. But it's His will. So the question is, will we follow where the shepherd leads? Will we follow Him? This morning as I was getting around, Lord brought something to my mind. He said, you know what? If we could align all circumstances and all people to be just like we thought it should be, it still would not bring the peace that the Lord can give us when we open up our hearts and let Him minister to us in our life. Because see, sometimes our lack, sometimes the turmoil comes from circumstances and situations, people, sometimes ourselves. And if we could just get all those in place just like we wanted, do you know there would still be a real lack in our spirits? Which means this, there is a place of still waters that the Lord has for us even when the circumstances in our lives have not changed. There is a place of personal rest that we can find in the Lord Jesus. And I am thankful to know this morning that the Lord, for all of us today, He is preparing still waters for you. And He will, if you're not drinking of those still waters, the Lord Jesus will lead you there if you will stay faithful and follow Him where He leads. Amen.